And welcome back to One Inspiring Word. I'm your host, and today we will be reading a few poems from the novel White Rose. But before we get to it, we have to start with today's One Inspiring Word. In case you don't know, every week we start this podcast with a One Inspiring Word, and it happens to be exactly what it sounds like. It's something I thought was motivating or inspiring, because we need a lot more of that in this world. And I think this week's One Inspiring Word is going to be you. Yep, you heard correctly. The One Inspiring Word for this week is you. This week's One Inspiring Word is you, because I think we all need a self-reminder that your feelings are valid. You matter. You are special and most importantly needed, even if it does not feel like that. I'm actually new at my school, and honestly, I feel like as more and more people end up buried in their phones and electronics, every moment of free time they get, I find it harder and harder to socialize. But today, this girl and I, we had that little spark. You know what I'm talking about, the spark. I don't really know her really well, but we were both stressed out and both recognized it. And we kind of just started talking. And I feel like that's so hard to find these days. And sometimes we underestimate people and their ability to be loving and friendly. So remember, there are a lot of bad things in this world, but for every bad thing, there are like 14 good things. And remember that you matter. Spoiler alert! This episode consists of multiple spoilers. Today, I will be reading 8 poems from the novel White Rose, based on a true story of Nazi resistance written by Kip Wilson. This beautifully crafted novel, cleverly written in verse, is based on the story of young activist Sophie Scholl, who lived during the Holocaust. A quick summary that can be found on the back of the book. The car screeched to a halt. Officers pull us out by the arms, haul us inside and off to separate rooms. I take a deep breath and prepare to fight for our lives. German university student Sophie Scholl is about to face sentencing for a crime punishable by death, distributing pamphlets that speak out against Hitler's regime. How did she and her beloved brother end up here? Is it too late to do anything to save her own life? White Rose retells the incredible true story of Sophie Scholl, a young activist who put her life on the line as she tried to rally her fellow Germans against a fascist regime. This novel asks a most difficult question that remains timely today. What would you risk not for your own freedom, but for someone else's? Now, I feel like you don't really come across a novel that is written in verse every day. A lot of the times, these books are not as popular, but I actually really enjoy this book. And one of the things I like about this book is the cover. The cover is this girl standing on this rose, obviously because the book is called White Rose, and there's pamphlets all flying in the air freely, and there's planes. I think they're like the bomber planes that they flew. It kind of makes you sad, but then it like makes you feel victorious. Like, it's one of those covers, and it's very nice, and it's a very powerful story. By the way, Mutti is Sophie's mom. This book is written in a way where it is divided into before and the end. And before is before the trial where she is condemned and executed. After takes place
once she is
found to be guilty. The first poem we'll be starting with today is called Leaflets, and it belongs in the before section.
Leaflets. The words steal the breath from my lungs, trapping the air in my throat. It's just like mooties, friends said. Innocent people murdered. But a response, a condemnation. This bishop standing up in the face of tyranny. Someone has typed up his sermon, duplicated it, sent it to households across Germany. A leaflet. It's brilliant. Leaflets like this can reach individuals with a message for the masses, can spread the truth, can show the world what's happening. Leaflets like this might make people act.
The boy that is mentioned, Hans, is Sophie's brother and is a member of the White Rose Resistance.
A new draft. A shiver races down my spine as I read the beginning of Hans' new draft. The war is nearing its inevitable end. These matter-of-fact words will surely wake Germany from its slumber. Hitler cannot win the war, only prolong it. I nod, energized by these lines, energized to do something more, to somehow save the boys I love far away on the Eastern Front. I picture them freezing, shivering, holding line, and for what? With winter about to grip, German throats with full force, Russian troops closing, in like the jaws of a giant trap, supplies running as low as morale. It's time to bring these boys home. We must speak our minds. We, the youth of this terrible Reich, our voices rising in protest. Hans meets my gaze, his expression resolute, making me proud we're in this together. Doing something. After the professor leaves, I stuff a small stack of leaflets into my bag, pull on my coat, slip into the street, sleek as an alley cat. After sitting on the sidelines like a caged tiger for a week, I can't wait to face my fears, to break out of my complacency, to do whatever I can. I hunt for deserted streets, leaving leaflets on each car, inside each telephone booth. My heartbeat matches the pounding of my heels over the pavement as I turn the corner. Boom, 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 boom. The rush is undeniable.
By the way, Vadi is the father of Sophie and Hans Scholl.
Aftermath. We don't do anything. Not even with smashing glass, the synagogue burning, people pushed into the street, beaten, pummeled, dragged to the banks of the Danube, huddling indoors instead, identical grim expressions on our faces. We don't do anything to make it stop. Vadi goes out to check on the Einsteins, and I wonder if there's something more we can do. But I don't say a word.
Christoph, mentioned in this next poem, a father of three, is also a member of the White Rose Resistance Group, and he is captured and executed.
The end. Next, me. I've already made my confession. Don't understand why we're here for this farce of a trial. Except to learn our punishment. Still, the judge calls me forward after putting Hans under fire, demanding I explain my actions, share my shame with the court. I stand tall and meet his gaze. We did nothing to be ashamed of, and there's nothing more to explain. If I had to do it all over again, I'd do it exactly the same. I once loved my country, but now the only thing that shames me is that I'm German. Silence. Judge Friesler asks if I have any additional words. Many others think the same. They just don't say it. But someone had to make a start. The judge laughs, a bark from a vicious dog. I turn, sweep my gaze over the sea of uniforms in the courtroom, breathe in the heady silence, observe the guilt shrouding the audience, and I know it's true. Even here, some do feel the same. Say it. I silently beg my country, this room full of Germans, but no one says a word. A realization. Outrage roars through me that not even Christoph was spared, and the shock of it reverberates through the courtroom, spiraling over Munich, shooting over Germany, hitting the rest of the world with full force. They are going to murder us. I stand small in the wake of this indisputable fact as it slowly mixes with a thin, silky ribbon flowing through my thoughts, getting bluer and brighter than a clear sky after a storm. Our deaths will mean something. An unwelcome guest. Soldiers block the entrance to the courtroom, where a voice rises, travels to us. I'm their father! Vati. But here, his words hold no weight, useless as paper arrows trying to besiege a fortress as he attempts to push forward. Get him out of here, the judge bellows. Soldiers pull him back, but not before he gets a glimpse of us, sitting proud and tall as he taught us. There is a higher justice. Vati's voice echoes through the corridor as the door slams shut. I don't have much experience with poems, but I really enjoyed Kip Wilson's novel. Her writing is unique, and it communicates a lot of passion and emotion. It's a beautiful book. It's so beautiful. And it's really important because, as humans, we need to remember the terrible genocides that have happened. We need to try and remember every single person that was hurt, scarred, and even worse, murdered. We need to remember the terrible crimes that we have committed so that they never, ever happen again. Sophie Scholl is and was a hero. She lives to this day because she was a bystander and proved that you don't have to be a man or an adult or have the influence to make a difference. Thank you.
Welcome to One Inspiring Word, where we share stories and speeches. This podcast is for you, whether you are the happiest kid in the world or the loneliest senior citizen. You matter. What you say matters.